This is World Update with Dan Damon. The UN Food Summit is filled with good intentions, but why does it take governments to do what market forces apparently cannot? Our correspondent travelling in secret in Burma finds even local aid workers are being hampered by the military. And the motor racing chief with the peculiar bedroom habits faces a vote of no confidence. That's all after the latest world news headlines from the BBC.
BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has warned world leaders that they must take bold and urgent steps to tackle soaring food prices. Speaking at a Food and Agriculture Organization summit in Rome, Mr. Ban said all countries should act together now, as nothing was more degrading than hunger. Religious groups in South Korea have asked their government to send emergency food aid to North Korea. Reports from the north say that the country's food distribution system has again broken down and people in rural areas are having to eat tree bark and grass. Farmers in Argentina have decided to extend their six-day strike by a further week in protest at what they call crippling taxes imposed by the government on their exports. The Argentine government says farmers can afford to pay and that it needs the money to fight poverty. The outgoing American general in charge of NATO forces in Afghanistan has described the campaign against the Taliban as an under-resourced war. General Dan McNeil said the mission needed more troops and more equipment. At least 15 people have been killed during severe flooding in Sri Lanka. Monsoon rains have been heavier than normal, causing rivers to burst their banks. A United Nations Security Council team is visiting Sudan for talks on a crisis in the peace agreement between the north and the south. Fighting resumed last month, threatening the 2005 peace accord that ended decades of civil war. The Iranian semi-official news agency Fars has stopped updating its website after being banned for 3 days by the Culture Ministry. The measure was imposed after the agency said the head of the Iranian Central Bank had been replaced. A Greek mayor has conducted what's being described as the country's first same-sex marriage ceremony in defiance of a banning order. The Supreme Court prosecutor warned last week that any same-sex marriages would be automatically nullified and considered illegal, and the mayor now faces possible prosecution. BBC News.
You're listening to World Update from the BBC World Service in London. This is Dan Damon. An international summit on the global food price crisis opened in Rome today. Against a backdrop of riots in some countries, protectionism in others, and calls for a new global attitude to agriculture, the UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon has urged world leaders at the summit to take bold and urgent steps to tackle the root causes of high food prices. In his opening address, Mr. Ban said he'd witnessed the impact of those prices.
The poorest of the poor spend two-thirds or more of their income on food. They will be hardest hit. I have seen this for myself. In Liberia recently, I met people who normally would buy rice by the bag. Today, they buy it by the cup.
And he said many countries could be destabilized if the problem was not tackled urgently.
In Cote d'Ivoire, the leaders of a country recovering from conflict and trying to build a democracy told me how they feared that food riots could undo all their hard work. We fear the same in other countries that, with the UN help, have made gains in recent years. Afghanistan, Haiti, and Liberia, to name just a few.
That's the UN Secretary General. Christian Fraser is our correspondent covering the FAO summit. Christian, of course, the world leaders, they bring the respect, they bring the influence, but it's the hard work done by officials that really matters. What's on the agenda? What's likely to come out of this?
Well, Mr. Ban was saying today that food production will need to grow globally by 50% by the year 2030, and he estimates that the global price tag of increasing production to that level will be something in the region of $15 billion a year. That's an enormous figure, and that is going to need a concerted and coordinated effort from all the countries that are here today. The FAO is calling for almost $1 billion of emergency funding to tackle the root cause of the problem, the shortage in production. And that means increasing support for those smaller farmers in poorer nations who have trouble getting access to seeds, fertilizer, and machinery that could increase production. It means improving infrastructure and roads and warehousing. A third of the harvest is lost in Africa on its way to market. So Mr. Ban is saying the beggar thy neighbour food policy is no longer going to work. Governments will have to work together. They have to release food exports that have been held back of late, and also to reduce those export restrictions and subsidies that have long cursed the developing world.
A lot of people think that market forces should take care of this. If the price goes up, then farmers just produce more. Is there a discussion there of why that isn't happening?
Well, for some 20 years, food surpluses have been dumped on developing countries, driving the poorer farmers out of business. African governments have a responsibility here as well, because in their own countries, farming has become a low priority because food was so cheap to import. As a whole, African governments currently spend less than 5% of their budgets on supporting farming and rural communities. The British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says it's these farm support schemes in the United States and Europe that has cost poorer farmers almost $100 billion a year in lost income. So he wants to see subsidies, trade barriers removed so that the farmers in the poorer world can compete on a fair stage. But it does put him on a collision course with